You're listening to my Peeping Life podcast. Hello, hello, hello. It's the 1st of June 2021, and boy, is this year flying. Wow. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone, wherever you are in the world, whatever time it is. Welcome and thank you for joining me on my Peeping Light podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and today we're going to talk about standing for something. I'm excited. It's a deep one, but it's important and it's necessary. So let's get to it right after the break. Okay, so just a question for you before I jump straight into it is, how important is it to you? How important is it to you that you stand for something? I know that not many people want to stand for anything because it creates conflict, so they'd rather just be quiet. But just you in general, you yourself, you that are listening to me right now, how important is it to you to stand for something? I wrote a post in my blog just a few moments ago, actually, and I'm doing this back-to-back one after the other because I feel that this specific one is important to be fresh and to be delivered together. Normally, I do wait a few days, but today we're doing it together. So, you know, how important is it for you to stand for something? I've written the post in my blog, which is called tamstame.com. For those of you that need the spelling, it is tamstame.com. That is where I write my heart and my soul, and I share it with everybody for you to read. I don't do a podcast on all the blog posts. I do a podcast on some of them, but I do as many as I can. And if you're interested in reading, please log on to tamstame.com and have a look at my work. But for now, we're going to focus on my blog post called Stand for Something. I'm going to read it to you, actually, and then we'll have a small little chat afterwards. And you guys are please welcome to let me know how you feel. Send me some voice notes. Update me. Let me know who you are, where you're from, if you're listening, if you're happy, you know. I'd love to hear from you. So just after the break, we're going to go to tamstame.com and have a read on the blog post called Stand for Something. So I'll be back in a moment with that. I am back. Hello, hello, hello. Right, so Stand for Something, written by myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy, in tamstame.com is where you'll find it if you want to have a read. But for now, I've decided I'm going to read it to you and then we'll have a chat. So here goes. I had a conversation with my daughter not so long ago. She was upset because people got feisty with her when she chose to do the right thing. But it meant that those that were doing wrong obviously wanted to get away with it. I won't get into the details of her story because that's not my story to tell, but I will say this. It's really awesome to be loved by everyone, because who actually enjoys conflicts? Or at least, which sane people enjoy conflict? Yes, there are some people that thrive or fighting, I know, but they are not my focus today. Today, I want to talk about people pleasing at the expense of your beliefs and your moral code. Why do we fall into the trap of making others happy at the expense of ourselves? Especially when we don't benefit at all and instead we lose more than we thought in a peaceful one. And also the courage to stand up for what we believe in. There are too many people walking around with their heads held high, knowing that they've hurt someone or that they've gotten away with something that they have done, and they know that nobody will say anything. What's that saying? Snitches belong in ditches, right? No, absolutely wrong. Because it's because we fear the consequences of doing the right thing that we end up living our lives with guilt in our hearts because we have been made to believe that it's shameful to speak up. This is how child molesters get away with molesting children, how murderers get away with killing people, how thieves get away with taking what doesn't belong to them, all because people are too afraid to do what is actually the right thing to do. Now, I get that street cred is vital when you live in the streets. Actually, street cred is vital even if you don't, because nobody wants to get themselves killed because they broke the code, right? But at what expense are you saving yourself? At the expense of the next victim? At the expense of your peace? So many things get brushed under the carpet and left alone because of fear. I'm writing this because, as usual, I can relate to it. Fear to speak up, fear of being shamed, fear of being hurt, fear of losing your life. And then I look at all the people that I know that have suffered and said nothing. I look at all the people that I've lost and nobody will say anything. And I think to myself, this has to stop. The issue is that one person cannot change this way of thinking. We have to raise our kids to do what's right. We have to be an example to them, to show them that doing the right thing, even though it's difficult, is the only way to do it. My daughter and I always say, when we don't know what to do next, or if something is confusing, to just do the next right thing, the next kind thing, the next brave thing. Yes, it's going to be tough. And yes, people will resist. But if you're going to stand for something, then resistance will be expected. I guess it all boils down to choice in the end. Who do you choose to be? Do you choose to stand for something or for nothing? Will you do what's right or what's easy? We can't control the choices and actions of others. I do say this all the time, and I will continue to repeat it, because we can only choose for ourselves. We can only choose what we will do. Remembering that no matter what choice we make, the result will be with us forever, whether it's a positive one or a negative one. Now, I get that people are scared. Fear is in all of us. But facing fear and doing what's right will be what makes the difference, not only in your heart, but in your life, your family's life, and the extended people that could have been affected had you not spoken up. We seem to cower away from the truth, and we want to just pretend it's not happening. But it is happening. No matter how much we pretend, the truth is children are being stolen. They are being raped, molested, and they are being killed by that very person that you kept quiet about. That person that made you feel shame is continuing to hurt and to live his or her lives like everything is okay. And that is not okay. I'm so proud of my kid for standing up for what's right. Even though she had to deal with a few people afterwards, she dealt with them by keeping her head held high and standing up for what she believed in. Now, it may not be as deep as what I'm talking about, and this might just be a teenage thing that had to be resolved. Yes, I get it. But good for you, young lady. Never let someone else steal your peace ever. My wish is for people who have been hurt to understand that the shame that they feel is not on them. That shame belongs to the person who hurt them. Give it back to them and take back your light by not being ashamed of yourself anymore. I felt shame for too long, and I wish that I had realized sooner what I realize now. Calling out a person that hurt you is courageous. Forgiving yourself for blaming yourself is courageous. Forgiving them for hurting you is freedom. Not freedom for them, but for you. Because they can't hurt you with something that everybody already knows and that you are not ashamed of anymore. And they can only hurt you if you continue to hide away as if you have done something wrong, especially when you haven't. I decided to write this today because I stand for something. I stand for all the abused children in this world that feel ashamed for what has been done to them. I stand for all the men and women who are too afraid to speak their truth because of shame. I stand for every person that has had to endure pain inflicted on them, whether emotionally or physically, and are too afraid to tell. It took me years to find my voice. It took me screaming from the inside for half of my life before I could even say the words to just one person. As I found myself, I learned to speak my truth. And as I spoke my truth and told my story, I found freedom. Freedom not only from myself and from my shame, but from the hold that shame had on me almost my whole life. I'm writing this today because I stand for something. I stand for those that are not brave enough to find their voice. I stand for those who will never have the opportunity to speak their truth. For those that have passed, for those that still live, the shame is not on you. The shame is on the ones who hurt you. I am not afraid to tell you who I am. I am not ashamed of my story. The truth will set you free. It won't be easy, but it will absolutely be worth it. Trust me, I know what freedom tastes like after being caged in your shame for too long. So let the light of healing and courage set you free. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and this is my Peeping Light podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll be right back. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. All right, so we're back. And I think for me, this one hits home because obviously, I mean, I very openly have discussed on my blog, obviously not on here as yet, that I have been through many, many, many things in my lifetime. And, you know, somebody taking my innocence at a very young age was one of them. And, you know, I think for me, the reason why I can just openly speak about it is because for too many years, it held me hostage. For too many years, I was confused and I self-blamed. It was my fault. I must have done something. You know, it was just always pointed towards me. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I actually spoke up about it. And it wasn't until I was forced, you know, to speak up about it that I actually spoke up about it. But the reason why I hold this so dear is because I look at the world today and I see so many stories of so many people that have been through the same thing that I've been through. But I look at how the results are different. There are not many that have survived. There are not many that have healed. There are not many that are able to live wholesome, fruitful lives because of the shame and the fear that they have of feeling that time of pain, that type of pain and anguish again. And for me, I just feel like you have to take your power back by letting go of all those things that you fear the most, those shameful things that you're too scared to say out loud, you know, because what will the family say? What will your partner say? What will people think? They'll think it was you, it was your fault. But I mean, if you think about it logically, as an adult, when you get to a certain point, you need to be able to go back towards your pain, to the time of origin, and to look at it from the perspective of that person that was experiencing the pain. And for me, it was a child. I was 7 years old. So for me to go back and look at it from the perspective of a 7 year old and understand why I reacted the way I did and why I felt the way I did. And that was completely understandable because you can't expect a child to know and to understand and to be able to heal. But then, you know, going back as an adult and a parent more specifically, I have to now think, well, not now, but when I did go through my healing process, I had to kind of go back and think of it as I am not seven anymore. And yes, that's how I felt when I was seven, but I am now an adult. And adult me understands that it's not my fault. And adult me can see that I did nothing wrong. And adult me knows that the perpetrator is the one to blame. But adult me also might not have known immediately how to process the change and the new understandings and just the different thoughts. And so guidance was needed. But at the end of the day, I think not everybody thinks the way I think. I'm aware, and I never ever try to say to people, oh no, everybody, I'm not one of those people that says, you know, get a snap out of it, you know, you're an adult now, you need to deal. And at the end of the day, not everybody is the same, not everybody thinks the same, feels the same, and not everybody processes the same. So I don't expect anybody to be me, but what I do want is for people to know from me that if you try hard enough and if you push hard enough, it is possible. If you find the strength and if you find the courage to face the fears inside of you, to fight the battles that you are experiencing inside of you, because there are many battles that go on inside, not only your mind, your soul, your life, your heart, everyday life. There are battles that will need to be fought because of anything that could have possibly happened. Now, I'm just speaking from my experience and what I can relate to, but there are many things that people go through that make them experience shame. I mean, abusive relationships create shame. Abusive friendships, abusive people, you know, create shame. Work relationships create shame. There are certain things, you know, just any type of people overpowering or taking advantage of another person can create shame in that person. And, you know, they talk about that whole victim mentality. I get it. I hear you. But at the same time, something has been done to you. And I get it. It feels a certain way. For me, what I wish is for people to understand that the shame is not on them. The shame is on the perpetrator. The shame is on the person that did wrong. There is no shame on the victim. There is shame on the person that is hurting. And not many people will be able to speak up. Not many people will be able to say their say and speak their truth and stand tall and say, me too. Not many people will be able to say, yes, I can totally relate. And the sad part about it is there's so many people that are sitting, hiding in darkness, hiding in the darkness of their minds and not being able to live their lives to the fullest because of something that somebody else tried to take away from them. And I think my message today is that nobody actually takes anything from you. They can stop you from you. They can hinder you, but they can't take away. Because it's yours. You were born with your gifts. You were born as you are. And nobody can take away who you are. They cannot do it. They can stop you from seeing the truth. They can create fear and they can create shame. But they can't stop you if at any point in your life you decide that you're ready and you're willing to fight and you're willing to go through everything and the motions and to get the help that you need to face the fears that you are dealing with. I know it's difficult. I know it's painful. And I know that it's not possible for everybody to think like me. I don't expect everybody to think like me. I just want everybody to know that it is possible. There is a way. It's just not an easy way. It's not easy. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of tears. It's a lot of facing fears. But at the end of the day, it's the most worth it thing that you could ever allow yourself to go through. The process of healing, the process of understanding, and the process of just being gentle on yourself, being more understanding, and allowing yourself to find the things that you think you have lost. But you haven't, because they are still exactly where you left them. They were just covered with the darkness of somebody else's actions. So set yourself free by removing that darkness, by removing that stain that they think that they have left on your life, by removing it. Remove it by allowing yourself to express your fear, to find your voice, by allowing yourself to forgive yourself, as I said earlier. Forgive yourself. And you know, the most important thing and the most difficult one would be to forgive them, because by you holding on to that grudge, by you holding on to that pain, they get to hold on to you. But by you releasing them, by releasing them into their own shadows, into their own darkness, and it's between them and their maker. It's between them. And you need to release them and let them go, forgive yourself, and live your life the way you were intended to live your life, without the shame that they tried to put on you. Let it go. Let them have it back. They can have it back. You don't need it. Let them have their shame. It's theirs. It's not yours. So I'm rambling. So I'm just going to say, I do this because I know that it's difficult for people to speak up. I'm doing this because I know that it was difficult for me to speak up. And I'm doing this because I know that all of those that cannot and will not speak, or have lost their lives and don't have the opportunity to speak up for themselves, I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for everybody that can't, because I will be the voice of those that cannot be heard. And I will not be afraid to say who I am and to tell my story. Because if I can empower anybody with my story, then it's my responsibility and it's my duty to do so. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. It is such a deep one today, but thank you guys for hanging in there and listening to me. And remember to ask yourself, what do you stand for? Who are you? What do you stand for? Okay. Tammy Lynn Murphy, my Peeping Light podcast. Thank you for being here. Have a lovely month of June. Here's to new beginnings. You can start today. Be the best that you can be and do the best that you can do. Thank you so much for being here. Love and light. Ciao. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Absolutely wish that these podcasts could survive from love and fresh air. But nope, apparently it's money that makes this world go round, not love. I would really love to spend more time on these, but unfortunately bills need to be paid and I have a day job. So if you believe in me and the work that I do here and my writing, please support my podcast or my blog by making a donation or becoming a sponsor in some way, shape, or form. Let's be real though. Not everybody can, and that's okay. Your loyalty and following means the world to me. I absolutely love that you're here. So please continue to support me by just being here too, and listening or reading and commenting and liking and just spreading the love with me. Everyone is important, especially here and to me. Thank you. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.